This is Donnie Rose, and you are tuned into Word Life, where we unpack the intersections of literary art, music, politics, and revolution. Art imitates life. Life is often a series of rebellions. Let's dive into the messages inspired by the movements. In 1998, there was virtually no bigger artist in the music industry than Lauryn Hill. Girls, you know you better. The New Jersey-born songstress and MC was riding the incredible success of her multi-platinum solo debut, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that swept the award season, gaining the coveted Grammy for Album of the Year, among other very noteworthy accolades. Miss Hill, or L Boogie as she was also affectionately known, came into the recording of Miseducation after the enormous success of her group The Fugees' 1996 hip-hop classic, The Score. And make you want me. Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake. Yeah. The Score, which went on to sell 22 million copies worldwide and collect its own fair amount of trophies, including a Grammy for Best Rap Album, catapulted Lauryn into a different stratosphere when her cover of Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly became the sing-along anthem of that year, strumming my pain with his fingers. Solidifying L Boogie is not only a premier MC, but also as an exceptional vocalist. But the monumental success of The Score and Miseducation would not keep Lauryn Hill from drawing a great deal of criticism, most specifically those she engaged in the creative process with. In November of 1998, producers who collaborated with Lauryn on The Miseducation filed a lawsuit against her, her management, and her record label, claiming that Lauryn used their songs, their writing, and their production, but did not give them their proper credit. It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. Eventually, the lawsuit was settled out of court, with Lauryn paying $5 million to the Miseducation's collaborators. But the damage from the public dispute brought into question the merit of her artistry. And by the end of the 90s, the most influential woman in hip-hop to have come along in years was suddenly being thought of as a disingenuous creative who used other people's intellectual property while not crediting their efforts and passing their efforts as solely her own. Lauryn spent the next couple of years post-Miseducation in exile from the public. During her time away, she focused on being a mother to her then three children and drawing closer to her spirituality. She reemerged in the summer of 2001 to play an acoustic set on MTV's famed Unplugged series, unveiling previously unheard music. This is one I'm loving. Critics pegged her Unplugged set as unfinished and a public breakdown. But what I remember experiencing while watching the set on MTV was exceptionally well-written songs sung from a fractured soul that had her spirit shattered by the same media and music industry that had once exalted her. Songs such as Adam Lives in Theory, Adam Lives in Theory, tryna turn stone into bread, Just Like Water, and Oh Jerusalem, realizing that there's no place else to go, were rallying cries to where Lauryn was at that point in her existence. Her vocals were often hoarse as they were overrun with pure emotion. Her guitar playing was simplified, as her acoustic weapon of choice was more purposed as a non-distracting accompaniment to her poetics than it was meant to showcase her as a guitar expert. What critics deemed as unpolished or a fall from grace, I thought of as raw, soulful, and crafty. I didn't view the Unplugged set as Lauryn Hill having fallen off. I saw it as Lauryn Hill coming more in tune with who she was in that phase of her evolution. One song in particular that really struck me the first time I heard it was the song titled I Find It Hard to Say, also known as Rebel. Lauryn begins the song by letting the audience know that she is not able to say that everything is all right and chastising the false pretenses of the dominant culture. I find it hard to say that everything is all right. the beginning of Rebel, much like the majority of the songs in her Unplugged set, she makes it known that she is literally unplugged from the matrix of the music industry and is only there as a vessel assigned to deliver an uncompromised truth. Lauren later sings about the ways that history has cheapened the lives of marginalized people, allowing our bodies to lay in waste while the masses remain asleep, too comfortable to face what's happening all around them. Long before the term woke or the emergence of woke culture was common speak on the tongues of activists, El Boogie was warning us of the dangers of turning a sleepy eye toward the powers that be. In current times, her lyrics would almost be considered prophetic, if indeed they were not a call back to a brutal past. In the climax of the song, Lauren sings a refrain that calls for rebellion.
Wake up, 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 wake up and rebel.
When she sings, wake up, wake up, wake up and rebel, we must destroy and rebuild.
We must destroy in order to rebuild. Wake up, you, my heart is wailing.
And then ask, or are you satisfied? She is challenging her listeners to not accept the status quo of dehumanization and violence that has long been the fate of the disenfranchised. When she sings, while today is still today, choose well, she is encouraging her listeners to move with urgency in the name of resistance. Her voice, at its most pained and cracking, as she belts out an alarm for us to save ourselves by fighting as opposed to waiting around on our demise. Lauren approached her Unplugged set with fearlessness, passion, and a necessity to convey a deeper message than just having new music to share. She had been to the mountaintop in the music industry and recognized that the higher the height, the higher the lynching point. She did not come back for the Unplugged set with the intent of garnering trophies, as much as it appeared that she came back to save souls, or at the least, give listeners the art that she was creating, that was saving her own. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Word Life. Be sure to check us out next Thursday for another episode, and be sure to give a gold star review. Until then, peace, creativity, and revolution.